everyone, welcome to Reach Higher Riverside, where we share all Reach Higher stories happening in the greatest county in the nation. My name is Priscilla Grijalva, and I work at the best high school in the world. This month, we have an interview with Cindy Hara, who is the Digital Communications Associate for Michelle Obama's Reach Higher Initiative at the Common App. She's going to share amazing resources for College Signing Day, which is my favorite time of year. I hope you enjoy this interview. All right. Hi, everyone. I'm with an amazing guest. Her name is Cindy Hara, and I'll go ahead and let her introduce herself and share a little bit about her background.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here. My name is Cindy Jara. I am the Digital Communications Associate for Reach Higher and therefore Better Make Room. Basically means I'm one half of the duo that helps run all social media for Reach Higher and Better Make Room. So I'm super excited to be here. A little bit more about myself is that I'm actually a very recent college grad. I graduated from the University of Florida in May of 2020. So in a few days, it'll be 1 year since my virtual graduation. So it's kind of surreal. So that's exciting. Wow. And yeah, it's really exciting to be here to talk all about College Signing Day.
Yeah, that's so cool. Congratulations on your degree. That's a huge accomplishment, even during a pandemic. That's tough that you didn't get to celebrate in person, but I'm happy for you that you got a virtual celebration. Can you talk about how you got involved with Reach Higher?
Yeah, so I got involved actually through she used to be like obviously a professor, but then kind of turned into a mentor throughout my time at college. She saw the job description for the digital communications associate position and said, hey, this reminds me of you, you should apply. So that was actually the first time I had heard of Reach Higher and Better Make Room. And I felt so excited because one, I was like, oh my gosh, this looks amazing. But then another half of me was like, wow, I wish I knew about this sooner because it would have been very helpful when I was in high school. And it's kind of wild because doing research for the position and everything in the job application process, I found out that it was created specifically for my graduating high school class. Like, that was like kind of like the time frame. It was looking like they like spoke to a class of 2016 when they were sophomores. So I was like, wow, like I wish I was there. I wish I knew that information. But yeah, it was because of a mentor in college. So I was like, hey, there's this job at this organization and it sounds like something that you should do. So that's really the first time I got involved and found out about Reach Higher.
Yeah, that's amazing. Mentors are so important. We need them all the time. So it's important that students and even adults continue to have mentors in their lives. Can you tell us what you love about your job?
So I think that's like a hard question only because every day it's different and every day I'm doing something that I never thought I would do. So I love all of it, but I have to say the most favorite thing is still the student interactions I have. I didn't know that I would be entering this kind of like career in terms of like higher education and talking to like students. And so that's always been something I love doing in undergrad. And so to be able to do it as like an adult job is really exciting. So all the student interactions and just hearing from students that were providing resources that are helpful is definitely my favorite part because it makes me feel like, okay, we're doing something right. We're helping students.
Yeah, and they get so excited when they're highlighted on social media. So I love that you guys do all that. And I was also going to ask you because, you know, it's College Signing Day is coming up throughout the month of May, and it's also my favorite time of the year. So high schools will be celebrating the class of 2021's commitment to go on for more education or training. Can you talk about the awesome toolkit your team created?
Yeah, so it's super amazing, and I cannot take credit for the visuals of it for sure. That's my coworker Maddie, who is the other half of the social media duo. She's all about the design and graphics, and so she absolutely did amazing on that. But we've all collaborated on how we can celebrate the class of 2021's commitment to go to college in the pandemic, and how we can try to kind of cater it to the schools that are in person, because we know we're aware that schools are actually in person, but we also know that there are schools that are in hybrid situations, and then there are schools that are still fully online. And there are some schools that may not be able to host any kind of College Signing Day celebration for their students. So we wanted to make sure that we had resources and ideas and suggestions for all kinds of College Signing Day events, which is kind of amazing because there's so much potential this year, which has always been it's awful to say the benefit to a pandemic, but the innovation that everyone, the whole world has gone through in the past year is incredible. And I'm just excited to see how we can continue to do that. And so being able to make this toolkit what it is was definitely a long process because we wanted to make sure we were catering to all kinds of events because we know that it's so difficult during a pandemic for schools. And so it's just great collaboration with everyone and seeing how we can get, you know, our Common App members, institutions involved in celebrating students. So it's definitely been a lot of fun and I hope beneficial for anyone who wants to throw a College Signing Day event.
Yeah, and I feel like it's reached more people because of all the innovations that's just been happening nationwide, celebrating students virtually. And then the big event that Michelle Obama and Barack Obama did last year, that was a lot of fun for our students. So I really appreciate all the hard work you guys put into that toolkit. Where can our educators find this toolkit? Is there a website?
Yeah, so bettermakeroom.org/collegesigningday. The big thing is our toolkit, but we've also created a bunch of different resources for educators to use, whether it's a social media guide for the school to use on the day of and the days leading up to the event. We also created a social media guide in Spanish that we try to cater directly to families because we know that there are so many different families that want to collaborate. And me being able to speak Spanish and hopefully translate it into the written Spanish word, that was just something that we thought like, hey, why don't we do this and try to be more accessible and cater to our families that do speak Spanish? Because I know it would have been hard for me to explain to my family like College Signing Day. So having that guide, I think hopefully has been useful to educators and students' families. But we also have virtual Zoom backgrounds. We have letters that people can send to VIPs that they want to invite to their College Signing Day event. So we have bunch of different resources, but the biggest one is definitely our toolkit.
Yeah, that's a great win, just having to translate in Spanish. And I know even with YouTube, you can translate to any language. So that's a huge win. Thank you for doing that. And I know that the toolkit is also for every grade level. So maybe you can talk about like, what are some things they can do at the elementary, the middle and the high school level for College Signing Day?
Yeah, so we know that we have a lot of educators that follow us and like we've seen photos of like elementary school students having, you know, college career days where they can say, oh, I want to be a doctor or oh, I want to go to the military and starting so young. So I think a big thing is just having that conversation with students as soon as possible. Definitely helps them just kind of imagine what they want to be when they grow up and giving them the options that they can literally do anything. And if there's nothing that they want to do, they can create whatever they want to do. So I think having those conversations and hosting a college day where teachers and administrators wear their college shirts and explain to them their experience, that's something that could be in elementary and middle school. Another big thing is that Common App lets you make a profile before you're a senior in high school. So you can get started on researching schools, researching different universities and states that students might be able to go. I remember being interested in Georgia because I'm like, that's still close to home. So the Common App was really helpful in just figuring out where schools work because there's so many schools that it's overwhelming, but the earlier students start, the more that they can just research and figure out what's right for them. Because I think that's a conversation that should start in middle school of like, college is finding the best place for you, not changing yourself to be the perfect fit for that institution. So having those conversations and just starting the Common App account seems so small, but can make a huge difference when it's actually time to apply.
Yeah, Common App has a lot of resources. I use that a lot with our students. So I appreciate all the Common Apps added to their website. Since 2014, College Signing Day has grown across the nation. I would love to see this continue to grow and become as common as a high school graduation or even homecoming in schools. How many schools have committed to do a college signing day this year?
Yeah, so this year we have noticed that we have a little over 1,000 schools right now. Obviously, things look different this year, so we're taking that into account when we're looking at how many schools have registered on our website that they're hosting an event. But really, we're just super excited to know that even like a handful of schools are doing it, just because the pandemic has been so exhausting and taken a lot from schools and educators, that we're just so grateful for at least all of them we're so grateful for, but definitely just super exciting to know that, because despite everything, College Signing Day is still happening, whether it's virtual, a hybrid, or in person. So that's really exciting.
Yeah, and can you talk about how College Signing Day got started?
Yeah, so basically it was Michelle Obama. She wanted, you know, to celebrate students and encourage students to find their passions in education past high school. And, you know, she always talks about how their signing day events for college or high school athletes who sign to go to athletics at certain colleges. So she thought, why not make it that big for every single student? And so I think that message really resonates still to today, that every single decision that a student makes in going to college, whether it's community college, a four-year institution, or maybe it's the military or, you know, a trade program, she wanted to make that a big celebration because it is a huge step. So that's definitely where we started and where we are. And that will always be our biggest mission, is that every single student has the right to be celebrated in all of their decisions, but definitely this one, because I know for me, when I was in high school, I didn't know how big of an impact that my decision of what to do next would have on my life. So we definitely want to make students aware of that and celebrate them for making those decisions.
Yeah, it's so important, you know, to celebrate our students, whether it's an apprenticeship, any kind of college they're planning on attending, or even serving our country, like really sharing in the joy with our kids. That's so important. And they get so excited when we're so excited too. So I love this time of year. Like I had said earlier, it's my favorite time. To me, it's like a Super Bowl. Can you talk about your favorite part of College Signing Day?
Yeah, so I didn't know of College Signing Day, like the name of it, but I remember my college counselor when I was in high school, she made, like, I thought, why is she making such a big deal of this? Like, I'm just going to college, no biggie. But knowing now how important that decision was and how important it is to just feel empowered as literally an 18-year-old saying, I'm going to do this next. I think my favorite part is just that it's a day of hope for students. It's a day that we've helped create just for them, to make them know that this is all about you. Because I think sometimes students just think, oh, it's school, it's learning, but no, it's a commitment and it's responsibility, because it's not easy to go to college. It's not easy to enlist in the military. It's not easy to figure out if you want to go to trade school or college. Those decisions are really hard. And so this is a day, it's like you've made your decision, and no matter what your decision is, it's a great one. It's an empowering one, and we're here to celebrate that. So I think it's a day for them, and it's meant to be fun. And we hope that everyone has fun, especially those that planning could be stressful, but we hope that the day of, everything goes smoothly and everyone's having fun.
Well, it definitely is fun. And I know that a lot of students get excited about it throughout the year. Do you have any tips for educators who have never done a college signing day?
I think it's just listening to your students. I think seeing what they would want to do is always helpful. It gives the students, like, they have agency of decide, like, of having a voice in how they want to celebrate. But I also think an easy way is using social media. We are trying our best to, like, highlight students, highlight educators, highlight events throughout the month of May. So that's a great way of just like, hey, we had College Signing Day, we're going to have it. And we would love to see that. And we would love to help uplift every school that's hosting one. So social media is always a great way to share where your students are going. But I think the toolkit, I think, would be my biggest advice or tip, is just the toolkit has really great resources. And we hopefully made it accessible enough where it's like it's something that a first-time educator hosting a College Signing Day event could be like, I could definitely do this, because we didn't want to make it too elaborate. And we still wanted to make sure that even if it's someone who's hosted one for 5 years straight, they can still be a part of it as well.
Yeah, it's a great toolkit and it's easy to read and it's so innovative. I can tell you, like at our school, we're going to do, I guess, 4 different celebrations. So we've got a virtual video that we're doing for all of our students. And then we have different cohorts. So we have like cohort A and B, it's a hybrid schedule. We're going to have them in the quad to take pictures on the day that they're at school during their lunch with the background and their college gear, if they want to wear their college gear or military gear. And then also we're going to do a drive-through college signing day during their senior day, where they get their cap and gown and they're going to get In-N-Out, which is the hamburger place here in California that the students love. And then we'll just celebrate them virtually, like honk our horns and cheer with them and everything. And then we have another celebration for our cohort D, which are distance learners. If they want to come in on a certain day to take a picture, we are also celebrating them in another room. So we have a ton of stuff for our students, and I'm excited to see what everyone's doing across the nation. Is there anything else you would like to tell our listeners before we sign off?
I think the biggest thing is that College Signing Day, each event is special and unique. And that no matter what they decide to do, it's going to be all about that specific school, that specific community. So making it true to who they are, whether they want to do like go all out, they want to start small and see how their students react. I think it's all about what they want to do. And it's all about making it unique to your students, because that's what matters. Like, just celebrating your students is the most important part. And, you know, like posting on social media, we would love that, but it's not the end all be all if educators didn't share it with us, because we want it to be true to who they are and true to their communities and their schools. So I think that's the biggest thing, is making it about and for your students, and think of us as, you know, a way to help provide resources. And we'd love to celebrate how you all celebrated, but definitely keeping true to their students and communities for sure.
Yeah. And I think about how you were talking about how your college counselor celebrated you. And I can just think like how proud that person must be looking at you now, working for Reach Higher and former First Lady Michelle Obama. Like, and who would have thought you'd be doing this today? So I'm really happy for you. I'm a huge Reach Higher fan. And at the end of our podcast, we like to do the Sunshine Spotlight. Would you like to share a highlight, something that made you happy this week?
Yeah, I think something that's made me happy this week is just seeing where students are deciding to go to college. I help run the Better Make Room TikTok. So I will spend, I'm very ashamed to say I spend a very long time on TikTok, because I just love seeing students like getting excited to where they're going. So I think for me is that I've seen a lot of students on TikTok right now, not sure of where they're going. And then they like repost saying, oh, I finally picked a school and I'm so excited. So I think just seeing that and seeing where students have decided to go to college is really exciting. But also seeing students say that like being rejected just means it's redirection into the right path for them. And I'm so excited to see that, because I remember when I was in high school being rejected, I felt like it was the end of the world. And so I wish I had that little motto of rejection is just redirection, because that would have helped. And so it's exciting to know that students have that power and perspective of like, okay, that's not the right school for me. That doesn't mean I wasn't good enough for them. So that's just been the highlight, knowing that students are making their commitments and feeling empowered in doing so.
Yeah, definitely. Rejection is definitely a redirection to something better. So I always try to remind my students of that, because we don't know the reasons why certain things happen. So that's great, great advice. And your TikToks are amazing. Maybe you could share about your social media in case people want to follow Reach Higher or Better Make Room.
Yeah. So when it comes to Better Make Room, we're on all the major platforms. So at Better Make Room on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And then for Reach Higher, we're on primarily Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Reach Higher. We have a Reach Higher TikTok account, but we've decided to focus mostly on Better Make Room since that's where students are. And we want to make sure that we're reaching out and being as student facing as possible, because that's who we are. At the core of what we do is all for students. So we want to make sure that we're helping them as much as we can on their favorite platforms.
Yeah, so you guys can check them out and follow them on their social media. I guess for me, my highlight and my sunshine spotlight was getting to see my family. I haven't seen them in a year. So I got to see them over spring break. My sister, my nieces, my parents, my cousins. That was so much fun. So I'm very grateful, and I'm happy to get to interview. That was also a highlight. So thank you, Cindy, for taking time to speak to our audience. If you could just say goodbye to everyone out there listening.
Yeah, I'm so excited to see you all celebrate College Signing Day. Please make sure to use the hashtag College Signing Day. Tag us at Better Make Room and at Reach Higher, because we want to see it and we want to celebrate and we want to share your events with everyone. So it was really exciting. Thank you for having me. And I'm just so excited for College Signing Day.
Thank you. Bye, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Reach Higher Riverside. You can follow us on Twitter at RH Riverside. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel at Reach Higher Riverside. You can also subscribe to our iTunes or Google Play Music and give us a rating. Thank you so much for listening in. We appreciate all of you tuning in. And as Michelle Obama would say, when they go low, we reach higher.